जय लाल जय कृष्णा जय वृंदावना श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन কৃপা কর অধম তরণ, জগত কারণ তুমি জগত জীবন, তম ছদ কর নাহি রাধার মন, ভুবন মঙ্গল তুমি ভুবনের পতি, তুমি উপকিল নাথ কি হইবে গতি, ভাবিয়া দেখিনু এই জগত মজারে, তোম বিন কে হই দাস উদ্ধারে, হরিয়ে দয়াল মোরা জয় রাধানাথ, হরিয়ে দয়াল মোরা জয় রাধানাথ, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Son of Srila Prabhupada, the His Holiness Srila Damodar Swami Maharaj. He's a very, very senior devotee of our Hare Krishna movement. And he's lived in Vrindavan for about 20 years. He's the great authority of Sri Vrindavan Dham, as well as the Holy Scriptures. We are so very pleased to have his association today. Let us all very, very gratefully much enthusiasm and welcome him to our country. This is the appearance place of Srimati Radhika. Canada, and the auspicious event of Radhashtami, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada sang this beautiful song written by Srila Rupa Goswami in glorification of Srimati Radharani.
Radho chayo chayo madha patai hide
Hare chayo chayo madha patai hide
See now the beginnings, the very prayer of Sri Radharani's mercy only can one obtain real bhakti. Without bhakti, we are spiritually dead. Let us sing this beautiful song, calling out the mercy of Sri Radharani and her divine servants.
Radhe jayo jayo madhavadari.
Radhe jayo jayo madhavadari.
Radhe jayo jayo madhavadari.
Radhe jayo jayo madhavadari.
Gokula Tharuni Mandava Mohite
Gokula Tharuni Mandava Mohite
Gokula Tharuni Mandava Mohite
Gokula Tharuni Mandava Mohite
Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Tanite
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 Dharavati Arvanupeshare Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Neshare
Dharavati Arvanupeshare Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Neshare
Dharavati Arvanupeshare Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi
Thank you.
चलो चलो
glories, all glories to Sri Radharani, the beloved of Maharaj, and most worshipable of the cowherd girls of Gokula Mandala. Decorated by the dress of Lord Damodar's increasing ecstasy, you are the lady of the house of Lord Hari and the groves of Vrindavan. From the ocean of Vrishabhanu has arisen a new moon, which is overwhelming the qualities of Lalita and Vishaka. O Goddess, your qualities are described by Sanak and Sanatana Rishis and by Sanatana Goswami. Please bestow your mercy upon me.
Within the heart,
can only take place by the mercy of Shiva. And that mercy is most munificently given by Lord Krishna. This message that Srila Prabhupada gave to Western people while he was on the Jaladuta, his beautiful prayer, his prayers with a prayer to Shiva. So we have come here today with great reverence and grateful hearts to offer our lives as the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Bhattacharya. This is the place that she appeared within this world. In the scriptures of the six Goswamis, this place is known as Mukhya Ravali. Today it is called Ravali. Maharaj Prishabhanu and his most beloved wife, Kirtida, were living in Bharasana, where we will visit after but they want to have children. Similarly, Krishna, father Nanda Maharaj and mother Yashoda were living in Nandagaon. But Nanda Maharaj also had no children. So they decided to move here to Mahavan, close to the river Jamuna, thinking this would be a very auspicious place for the child. Rishabhanu Maharaj was also the leader of a convert community, as was Nanda Maharaj. And they were the most intimate, loving friends. They always desired to live close to one another. Rishabhanu Maharaj and his good wife Kirti prayed for many years to have a child. Rishabhanu Maharaj, in this very place that we are sitting, he went to take his bath in Jamuna. At that time, Jamuna flowed right here. When he came to Jamuna, he saw an extraordinary golden effulgence spreading throughout the sky. The source of that effulgence was a lotus flower. He came closer to see, what is this lotus flower? In the center were the world of this beautiful, beautiful lotus flower was a little baby girl with an extraordinary divine beauty. She had a resplendent golden complexion. Rishabhanu Maharaj was wondering how to get within the Jamuna to reach this little girl. At that time, Lord Rama appeared, and he picked up the little child and presented her to Rishabhanu Maharaj. Rama explained that in your previous life, your name was Sutanga. Your wife's name was Avavati. You performed great tapasya for 10,000 years, eating only the dry leaves that will naturally to the ground. You were constantly meditating in great love and devotion for the Supreme Lord to get my favor. At that time, in this very same form, I appeared to you and requested you to ask for any benediction. The benediction that you asked for was that the supreme pleasure potency, the supreme personality of God, the very source of the goddess of fortune, that you could love and serve God. In fulfillment of your prayer, I have come today to present to you Shivani Maharaj in very great ecstatic in here presenting his daughter to his wife Kirtidas. You can imagine what happiness their hearts were experiencing. However, this was also a sadness within their minds. For although this child was so all attractive and beautiful, she would not open her eyes. She would not make a single sound. She appeared to be crying and unable to speak. Narada Muni recently saw the Lord Krishna appear. Just 3 days later, he understood that the pleasure was Srimati Radharani. Narayana Muni, a very, very great proponent of bhakti, receives all of his mercy from the lotus feet of Sri Radharani. Came to this place. At that time, Vishwamana Maharaj was thinking, should I show Narada Muni a daughter who was blind and unable to speak? However, the blessings of great sages are so powerful, maybe if he casts his glance on her, she will see. So he invited Narada Muni to the great surprise of all, Sri Narada Muni, that great powerful Acharya, the guru of Prahlad, the guru of Dhruva, the guru of so many powerful personalities throughout the Puranic history. He came before this tiny, gentle, little golden baby child, repeatedly offering his dandavas, weeping and crying in ecstatic reverence.
Another wonderful way that Sri Radharani sometimes appears here in Mukherjee. Krishna Bhanu was flowering. A very field we're sitting in now. And out from the ground came this beautiful little golden child, Sri Radharani, from the earth. Sri Prabhupada explains in very deep, great philosophical English the sublime position of Sri Radharani. As the Ladini Shakti. The absolute truth is one. However, that absolute truth divides himself into two forms for the purpose of loving reciprocation. This is the ultimate understanding of God. Krishna is the supreme object of love and Sri Radharani is the supreme object of love. And of the two, love conquers. Srila Prabhupada explained how Sri Radharani constantly keeps Krishna under the control of the love. In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada explained when Sri Radharani sees a devotee humbly and sincerely serving for service, she says to Krishna, please accept this devotee. And that Krishna cannot refuse the request of Srimati. It is for this reason that you find here in Vrindavan so many people are chanting, Jai Shri Radhe. Only beseeching the mercy of Sri Radharani, the ultimate perfection of their lives. And the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is that our supreme aspiration is to be eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radharani, a first service to Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna's name is Hari because power is he can steal all inauspicious things. In fact, he can steal away all the love and attraction of our hearts. Sri Radharani's name is Hare. When you call upon him, it is Hare. Which means, by her supreme love, she is eternally stealing the heart of Krishna. Krishna's Madan Mohan, he can enchant even Cupid. Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She is eternally attractive. So we have come here in a very, very humble state of mind to pray to the Vaishnavas that in some future lifetime, we can be a genuinely pure servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Vrishabhanu Nandini Sri Radharani. This time I would like to request His Holiness Dhanaraj Maharaj to kindly speak to us on this auspicious occasion.
So before I came here, His Holiness Radhanath Swami promised me that I would not have to speak. But we are in the land of Vrindavan, where there is something higher than the rules and regulations. So, and also, I am bound by his affection to try to speak something here. Not prepared, but I was thinking a little bit, maybe I can speak about Srimati Radharani's position. I was thinking of Ramananda Samvad when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda and asked for the topmost verse in all of the scriptures. And he kept on explaining higher and higher subjects. And then he began to explain the love of the gopis for Krishna. And he explained one verse where Krishna was so pleased with the love of the gopis when they came in the middle of the night. I think yesterday you were at Bamsivat. They had so much attraction for Krishna that they came to see him in the middle of the night. And Krishna said to them that even though I have spoken in Bhagavad Gita, ye yata mam papadyante tamstataiva vajamaham mama vartmano vartante manushya partha sarvasa. As I you surrender to me, then I reward you accordingly. That even though I have spoken that in Bhagavad Gita, that I have to reward surrender. That your surrender is so great that there is no way that I can repay you. So he explained in that way, verse from the Bhagavatam, about the exalted position of the gopis' love for Krishna. And then after that, he explained the position of Radharani. That although Krishna was dancing with all the gopis, so many gopis, and he could not repay their love, that when Srimati Radharani left the Rasa dance, then still he could not be satisfied, even though he was in the midst of so many wonderful devotees. Still he could not be satisfied. And therefore, Ramananda Roy explained that Srimati Radharani is the binding desire that satisfies Krishna. She has full capacity to satisfy Krishna. The Vadini Shakti was then described that Krishna has internal potency. And the Vadini Shakti, the essence of the Vadini Shakti, is Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema means that the desire to satisfy Krishna is so intense that there's nothing else in the consciousness. The verse that was quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was describing Bhishma Dev, that he stopped all other thoughts and then he fixed his mind on Krishna. That's prema. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it's explained that it's sandrandana visheshatma. Sandra means very, very thick. It's like you have a piece of metal. It's very, very dense. There's nothing that can get in. So prema means when that desire to serve Krishna is very, very intense, there is nothing else in the consciousness. Nothing else in the consciousness. And that prema purusha mahat, that is the goal of life. We begin our bhakti with a seed of prema, which is called shraddha. Our bhakti is such we have appreciation for Krishna. And then when that desire to give Krishna pleasure increases, that shraddha or bhakti increases, then it's called sadhu sangha.
that I want to serve Krishna so much that I will associate with the people that serve Krishna. And then when it increases, that shraddha, that faith, not only that faith to serve Krishna, but the attraction to serving Krishna, but it increases even more, then that's called bhajana kriya. I will not only associate with the people who are serving Krishna, but I will adopt the practices to nourish and increase that bhakti or that desire to serve Krishna. And when it increases even more, when that shraddha, it's actually prema in a seed form, increases even more, then it is called anartana vritti, that I have such a strong desire to give Krishna pleasure. And I have so much faith that this is the proper and right thing to do, that I will give up anything that has no value to the service of Krishna. And then when it increases even more your attraction to giving Krishna pleasure, then it's called nishtha. That I want to serve Krishna so much, and it's such a wonderful thing, and I have faith. Prabhupada said that faith means to trust in something sublime. I have so much faith that nishtha, I will do it all the time without cessation. And then when you do it all the time without cessation, then there is ruchi. Nishtha leads to ruchi. Just like when you drink water out of the Ganges at Rishikesh, it's not mixed with anything, so you can get the taste. As soon as it comes down to the goes down the plains and becomes mixed with minerals, even though it's water, when it's mixed with something else, there's not taste. So when your bhakti, when your desire to serve Krishna becomes fixed, there's nothing else mixed with it, then there's ruchi, there's taste. And then when you practice with that taste, then you become addicted to serving Krishna. And that's called ashakti. And then there's bhava, and then there's prema. Bhava is the seed of prema. But it's like the difference between the sun and the sun rays. The sun rays is heat and light, but there's laxity. And the sun is just heat and light, but there's density. So when the bhava becomes very, very thick, and there's nothing else in the consciousness, that's called prema. So the essence of the Ladini Shakti is prema, love of Godhead. And that's the goal of life. And Radharani is when the prema even intensifies even more. There's different stages of prema. And when it comes to the topmost stage, that's called Mahabhav. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarup. That is her own form. Her own form of intense desire to please Krishna. And therefore she has full capacity to give Krishna pleasure. And therefore we try to come under her shelter so that everything about our being is moved by that energy to give Krishna pleasure. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas Tamam Partha, Daivim Prakritim Asrita. That this is what a great soul is. A great soul has such a strong desire to act completely for the pleasure of Krishna that Krishna's own internal potency moves in his heart. And then everything he does is guided by that potency. Therefore we can appreciate Srila Prabhupada even when he would drink a glass of water, because his hand was moving by that energy of Radharani, that energy to give Krishna pleasure. So therefore everything about Radharani, Srimati Radharani, is an intense manifestation of the pleasure of Krishna. Just like when a boy meets a girl, and the girl wants to please the boy, and there is some romance and there's some love, then her dress is an expression of her love, Her words are an expression of her love. Her movements are an expression of her love. So everything about Srimati Radharani is the form of intense love for Krishna. It's non-different. Therefore, the Goswamis have described her dress, her jewelry, her movements, her qualities. Everything she does is Mahabhav Sarup. It's a source of intense pleasure for Krishna. Why? Because it's composed of an intense desire to give Krishna pleasure. And she has that full capacity to give Krishna pleasure. And therefore, we take shelter of her and her devotees to achieve the goal of life. And therefore we come to these places to remember the pastimes and to remember the devotees here who have that love within their hearts. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Om Abhyanati Niradhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshan Niritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Shri Chaitanya Manifestam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sriyam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shalakaya. As Sri Radhanath Maharaj and Sri Radhanath Maharaj were explaining, Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. In the Vedic literature, Rasya Shaktir Vidhaya Shriyate, the absolute truth is full of various shaktis or energy. This understanding gives the difference between the Vaishnava philosophy and Mayavada philosophy. The Mayavada philosophy recognizes fails to recognize the existence of an absolute truth that has energies. They think that the absolute truth is strictly absolute truth, energies of qualities, all varieties, and some sort of amorphous, vague, impotence. Absolutely. They can't explain, although they say that everything is illusion, they can't explain where the illusion comes from. Everything is one, and we don't understand that everything is one because we're an illusion. But where that illusion comes from, they can't say. Because if they say, as soon as they say that there's truth and there's illusion, then they're not in oneness anymore, they've got duality. And therefore their philosophy falls apart. Because they're trying to say everything is one. But when you count it up, they've got two. So they can't properly explain how this illusion comes about. But the Vaishnavas have an easy time of it. They can explain that the absolute truth has a variety of energies. Vishnu Shakti Pra Prokta Chetra Gyakya Tata Para Avidya Karma Samgaya Tritiya Shakti Vishya. The Lord originally has his spiritual purpose. Vishnu Shakti Prabhupada, his superior energy. And there's a second energy, Kshetragya Kipatapara, the living beings. The Kshetragya means the person who's temporarily owning this body. Kshetragya. So this living between the middle potency of Krishna or the marginal potency of Krishna. And Vidya Karma Sangaya, Tritiya Shakti Rishita, there's a third energy of the Lord, which is called avidya, ignorance, Maya Shakti. And due to the Maya Shakti, the conditioned souls are working hard, working hard, working hard, working hard to get happiness. Under ignorance, because they've forgotten who they are, they've forgotten that they're part and parcel of Krishna, so it's their nature to be good, to be happy. Anandama, Krishna is happy, and therefore the living entities who are part of Krishna are also naturally, by constitution, happy. But avidya, under the influence of ignorance, the living entities are thinking, if I work hard, then I'll become happy. If I work hard, I'll get money, and with money I can get whatever I want, and I'll be happy. Avidya karma sangha, tritiya shakti rishi. So the energies of the Lord are working in different ways. Rasya shakti vividhaya shriyate shabhaviki. The energies are working as if independently. They're working automatically. Shabhaviki. So the living entity also has some free will, and he can act in cooperation with Krishna, or he can turn his face away from Krishna. So the eternally conditioned souls are those who turn their face away from Krishna and toward the Bahiranga Shakti, external energy of Krishna. External energy and internal energy, in one sense there's no difference. Prabhupada explains, just like money. The government has money, and it establishes a college, and it establishes a prison. So for the government, they're both good. They're both legitimate expenditures. And it's all state money. But still there's a difference in the way it acts. The students are getting all opportunities for advancement in life and happy progress. And the prisoners are suffering. Due to the same thing, the energy of the state. But it's used in one way for a college, it's used in another way for the prison. Or electrical energy. The electrical energy is heating and electrical energy. You're making hot tea with electrical energy, and you're making cold nipukani with electrical energy. So it's the same energy. But used one way, it's heating, used another way, it's cooling. So the Lord, ultimately, he's one, and his energy is one, but he deploys his energy in different ways, different ways, different ways. So it's appearing externally as Maya, it's appearing marginally as the living entities, and it's appearing internally as the pleasure potency, the internal potency also. Each of these potencies has some conditions, just like the external potency. The external potency has so many divisions: earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then subtle energy, mind, intelligence, false ego. They're all different manifestations. And then within those categories also, there's so many innumerable manifestations. From earth you get pots, and you get this kind of thing, and you get that kind of thing, all manifestation. Or just like the body, the bones are a manifestation of earth. So many manifestations. Innumerable. Therefore, the Lord has innumerable energies. They're counted in Sankhya philosophy, they're counted, I was reading in Bhagavatam, that sometimes they're just calculated as 26, sometimes 16, sometimes 9, sometimes 7. But actually innumerable potencies, innumerable manifestations. So in the internal energy, Krishna also has three primary manifestations: of energy. Some good, Sandhini, Sandhini. The Sandhini potency establishes the existence of everything in the spiritual world. Everything is manifest by the Sandhini potency. And Sandhini potency is the knowledge potency, if you will, by which he knows everything or by which he's known. Is the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord. So these are all working as Krishna desires, or they're acting to satisfy the desires of Krishna. Even the external energy, ichchānu rūpam api yasmin cheṣṭate sa. Even the external energy is acting to please the personality of Godhead. Actually, Prabhupada said, one time in Prabhupada was doing initiation, big initiation, many devotees. And in that initiation ceremony, many ladies were initiated, and Prabhupada was giving them different names. Someone was named as Chaya. Someone was named like that. Someone was named as Chaya. Chaya means the shadow potency of the Lord. Someone was named as Durga, like that. So in this way, Prabhupada was giving different names, and he named one lady Mahamaya. So as you're laughing, the devotees also began to laugh. Prabhupada said, no, this is serious. You shouldn't laugh. He said, you shouldn't laugh. It's serious. And then he said, Mahamaya is another face of Radharani. Mahamaya is another face of Radharani. Because the external energy is a manifestation of the internal energy. Shadow of the internal energy. So everything is related to Krishna. Therefore the gopis were also praying to Katyayani, that you're engaged in the service of Krishna, you're always trying to, you're always carrying out the orders of Krishna, so you're very dear to Krishna, so please give us your mercy so that we can have Krishna as our husband. So all of these energies, from our point of view, we're thinking my husband, but from Krishna's point of view, there are other functions. The living entities, the external energy has an internal, has a relationship with Krishna. The living beings have a relationship, eternal relationship with Krishna. And his internal energies are permanently related to Krishna. Krishna without energies is nothing. Like the sun. The sun minus energy is nothing. Fire minus heat and light is nothing. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the Absolute Truth, without energies is nothing. And therefore the Mayavadi philosophy is nothing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the Mayavadi philosophy is just covered Buddhist philosophy. They're just saying that the Absolute Truth is nothing, but they're saying it in a fancy way. They're saying it in a different way. But ultimately they're denying the Personality of Godhead. So the Personality of Godhead means Krishna with his energies. And Krishna without his energies is Mayavada. Therefore, in the paintings, Prabhupada always wanted that you can't have Krishna alone. It has to be Krishna with the cowherd boys, Krishna with the gopis, Krishna with the cows, not Krishna alone, because Krishna alone means Mayavada philosophy. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is always surrounded by his energies. So Srimati Radharani is the pleasure energy of Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Sa Priti Bhava Tabhi Tabhirjayeva Nijarupatayaka. Krishna expands his pleasure energy as Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani expands as the gopis. And this Radha Krishna Lila is the manifestation of Krishna's dealing with his internal energies. So these topics we have to understand besides devotional services, Pandita Maharaj was describing one step after another. We have to continue in the process of devotional service, and then we'll be able to gradually understand something about Krishna and his energies. Prabhupada said there are three stages of Krishna consciousness. First stage is to awaken that I'm Krishna's servant, but I've forgotten Krishna, and therefore I have to reestablish my relationship. And the second stage is to the second stage is to act in that relationship, to take up the practice of devotional service. And next stage, Prabhupada explained, is to appreciate these exchanges of Krishna with his various energies, especially internal energy. And Prabhupada said, fourth stage is Paramhansa, always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So we want to come to that stage by following the authorized process. Hare Krishna.
It's very grateful to our two honored guests for their eloquent presentation on the glories of Srimati Radharani. Srila Shukadeva Goswami explains to Maharaj Parikshit that these topics of Krishna, they are so purifying to the heart that they wash away all the dirt of all of our millions of lives from previous conditions and awaken a natural attraction to serve Krishna. And we come here to Braj Bhumi for this purpose only, to become attracted to Krishna, to purify our hearts. No more exploitation, but to dedicate our lives to service. In Vrindavan, it is so simple and natural to hear about Krishna. Sometimes devotees from various parts of the world look at their interaction with so many material environments that their faith becomes weak. Come to Vrindavan and we see that everyone is worshipping Krishna. It becomes so obvious here that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It becomes so obvious that Srimati Radharani is this eternal pleasure potency, and that the only goal of life is to serve and love Krishna and chant his holy name. Sincerely help us to pray in the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani, which is so graciously present here in Mukta Valley. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and her servants that we can be genuine